From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is meeting at this hour with his Chinese counterpart, Hu Jintao, in Beijing. The two leaders are expected to discuss the imbalance in trade between the two nations, the future of Tibet, and other prickly issues, such as what to do about North Korea's nuclear program. Washington has long accused China of deliberately undervaluing its currency to make its exports more attractive to U.S. markets. Chinese officials have shown little patience for the criticism, and in turn have accused Washington of trade protectionist moves and lax fiscal policies. Mr. Obama told Hu at the start of their first meeting that he believes strong dialogue is important not only for the U.S. and China, but for the rest of the world. Iran has informed the International Atomic Energy Agency it plans to begin enriching uranium in 2011 at its recently discovered nuclear facility, whether or not the West approves of its decision. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
According to a new report from the IAEA, its inspectors visited the facility, which is under construction, for the first time in late October. The facility is located at a military base at Fordo, about 12 miles north of Qom. Its existence was secret until late September. Iranian officials told the IAEA they decided to build the facility in 2007, when there was much talk of a U.S. or Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear sites. But the IAEA says it has satellite photos that show construction at the site began in 2002. Currently, there are no gas centrifuges installed at the Fordo facility. Iran uses these centrifuges to enrich uranium. There is also no nuclear material at the site. The IAEA has asked Iran to provide a letter stating there are no other secret nuclear sites in the country. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has changed its 2002 recommendations that women be screened annually for breast cancer starting at age 40. The group of leading health experts now says the average woman can wait until she's 50 to get her first mammogram and then get one only every 2 years after that. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Annual mammograms to detect breast cancer starting at age 40 do reduce mortality, the task force says, but it also subjects more than half of the women who get them at an early age to being rescreened and biopsies because of uncertainty about the initial results. The harm outweighs the risk, the task force concluded, for women in their 40s. Instead, it recommends that women wait until they're 50 and have a mammogram every other year. They say studies show that the death rate is reduced about the same for women in their 40s and their 50s, but the rate of breast cancer increases as women get older. Opponents of the change included the American Cancer Society and the American College of Radiologists. They say reducing mammograms will lead to more deaths. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The Dow gained 136 today. This is NPR. Former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin says she's not to blame for the Republican loss in last year's election. NPR's Martin Costi has the details.
In an interview on Oprah, Palin downplayed the effect she had on John McCain's campaign. She said, given the scale of the economic meltdown last year, voters just weren't going to give Republicans another 4 years in the White House.
And I think, unfortunately, our ticket represented what was perceived as status quo. I don't think that I was to blame for losing the race any more than I could be credited with winning the race had I done a better job as the VP candidate.
Palin is on a publicity blitz to promote her new memoir, which is on track to earn her millions of dollars. The book criticizes members of the McCain campaign staff, but is generally complimentary about McCain himself. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and has begun treatment. The development was announced to Vulcan Incorporated staffers in a memo. Vulcan is Allen's investment company. Allen beat Hodgkin's disease more than a quarter century ago. His sister, Jody Allen, the CEO of Vulcan, says he's optimistic he'll beat this round of cancer as well. There are no plans for Allen to step down. He founded Microsoft with Bill Gates in 1975. Allen owns the Seattle Seahawks and the Portland Trailblazers. Costco says it no longer is going to carry Coca-Cola products on its store shelves because of a disagreement over price with the soft drink maker. The wholesale club operator would not discuss details of the dispute, but a company executive confirmed Monday Costco is no longer stocking Coca-Cola beverages. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.